and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the Gospel for this day, our Lord says, "Do not be anxious. Do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well." Notice how God's love shines through when Jesus says to us, "Your heavenly Father knows that you need these things," as if to say, "You're not lonely orphans left to your own devices. You're beloved children of a loving Father." Jesus also paints a beautiful picture of that Father. He turns to the creation around him and asks that his hearers consider the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Martin Luther, in fact, said that in these words, Jesus makes the little birds our teachers. So the sparrow on the grass, the robin in the bush, are in fact, in a sense, theologians. They teach us the things of God. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Yes, we are of more value than they. For we know that the God who so lovingly created us and preserves all creation also sent his Son to redeem us. And so God the Son became man. And God the Son himself lived in this world where we need food and clothing and drink and hope for the future. He knows by experience what it means to be hungry and what it means to be thirsty. And more than that, God has seen our deepest need, the need for the pardon of our sins. He sacrifices himself that need might be met, that by his cross and resurrection we might have free pardon, life, and salvation. As Dr. Luther sings in his hymn, "But God beheld my wretched state before the world's foundation, and mindful of his mercies great, he planned my soul's salvation. A father's heart he turned to me, sought my redemption fervently. He gave his dearest treasure. He gave his dearest treasure, his own dear Son, for our forgiveness." And in the light of that need for forgiveness, all our other needs pale by comparison. And those needs become a mere footnote to the page on which is written, "The Lord Jesus is our righteousness." The Lord who clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown in the oven, clothes us with the spotless robe of Jesus' blood and righteousness. As we sing in that old hymn, "Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my jewels are, my glorious dress. In these before my God I'll stand when I shall reach the heavenly land." That glorious dress, that robe of Jesus' righteousness, was put on you when you were baptized, just as St. Paul says, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And that is why the very first thing that happens when a funeral is held in the church is that the white pall is placed over the casket as a sign of the spotless robe of Jesus' blood and righteousness, which covers all our sin and therefore opens the gates of heaven to all believers. Jesus says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." He doesn't ask us to ignore our need for food and drink and clothing, all the rest. But he does teach us first to seek his kingdom and his righteousness, which is to say, to seek the certainty of his forgiving love and of the life that is yet to come. And in the assurance of his love and continued care, we are free to lay tomorrow with its troubles, work, and needs into Jesus' loving hands, the hands which still bear those glorious scars, the marks of his love. And when some creature comforts are withdrawn from us, when financial difficulties come our way, or when a sudden stab of pain threatens the onset of mortal illness, when the world seems to be falling apart, we learn once again that all these things, peace, health, food, clothing, money, learning, and all the rest, good as they are, and gifts of a loving Heavenly Father, they're not to possess our hearts. You might even say that they're like toys which a loving father wants his children to enjoy for a while. But he wants us to know that he has much greater things in store for us, that our true good is in another world, and that our real treasure is Christ. And so through all the troubles of life, we learn that we are not permanent residents on earth, but travelers passing through a strange land on our way home. And travelers on the way home from a long journey don't become unduly attached to all the places and experiences along the way. And so on this and every Lord's Day, we gather in church to put things in order, to see in the forgiving love of God the fulfillment of our greatest need, and to be strengthened in the conviction that in his hands we are safe. We learn again that Christ is the center, the meaning, the purpose, and the goal of life, and we can make our own those wonderful words of St. Augustine: "Thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. Amen." And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Thank you.